The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We've learned about the final moments leading up to the tragic crash.
Copter down, approximately 300 yards east of the intersection.
Would you have flown?
The special father-daughter bond.
I love this.
How Gigi wanted to follow in her dad's legendary footsteps.
Like, oi, I got this.
And the show must go on.
Tonight is for Kobe.
After the news of Kobe's tragic death, hundreds of fans gathered here outside the Staples Center.
Then, new bombshell testimony at the Harvey Weinstein trial from this accuser.
What she says happened inside his home.
He held me down on the bed. I tried to get away.
And everybody lift. There's a woman under the SUV. Plus, coronavirus ghost city.
People are staying inside.
What he did before heading into the quarantine streets.
Got my gloves. I'll wash these when I get home.
And here she is.
Hi, I'm Sailor Brinkley Cook, special Super Bowl correspondent for Inside Edition.
We got our credentials.
You're official now. Ooh, let's do it.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Questions abound over what caused the luxury helicopter carrying basketball legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others to crash into a hillside near Los Angeles. The aircraft was on its way to a basketball tournament when it went down in heavy fog. As Jim Murray reports, a team of investigators from the federal government is on the scene to try to determine what went wrong.
We're learning heartbreaking new details about the tragic helicopter crash that took the lives of Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. The pilot may have become disoriented in thick fog.
Reported to be a copter down approximately 300 yards east of the intersection.
It's easy to get in trouble when you have very, very poor visibility.
Veteran helicopter pilot Jim Miller analyzed the doomed chopper's flight path for Inside Edition.
He had control of the aircraft. It was not out of control. It wasn't falling from the sky or anything else like that. He was just flying along, and all of a sudden, there was a mountain in front of him, and he couldn't stop.
Would you have flown?
No. No, I wouldn't have.
The helicopter took off from John Wayne Airport in Orange County at 9:06 a.m. Sunday and followed the northbound lanes of an L.A. freeway. They circled over the L.A. Zoo for 15 minutes, then continued north before crashing in the celebrity enclave of Calabasas at 9:45. Moments before the crash, air traffic controllers can be heard warning the pilot he was flying too low to be seen on radar.
Two Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
The investigation is underway trying to determine the cause of this crash. It's not yet known if weather was a factor, but eyewitnesses say visibility at the time was simply horrible.
It sounded to me that he was going into a slow, searching hover, maybe to try to orient himself to find out where he was.
Yeah.
He was just too low.
So from your vantage point, with the helicopter just a few hundred feet above you, were you unable to see that helicopter?
I couldn't see the helicopter.
You could just hear it?
I could hear it.
Along with Kobe and his daughter Gigi, seven others also lost their lives. They've now been identified as John and Carrie Altobelli and their daughter Alyssa, Sarah Chester and her daughter Peyton, and basketball coach Christina Mauser. They were all headed to Kobe's Mamba Academy for the girls' basketball tournament. Also killed, pilot Ara Zaboyan. Kobe Bryant took helicopters everywhere. He said he was tired missing family time while stuck in L.A. traffic.
I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters.
The Sikorsky S-76 was his favorite. Here's what it's like inside. It's like a flying limo. Kurt Dietz flew Kobe many times. You can see his name in the logbook. You would consider this a very safe aircraft?
Very reliable.
It's a very well-made aircraft, and it's extremely reliable. You probably don't want to fly in much anything better than that.
By all accounts, Kobe was a devoted husband and father, but the bond with his daughter Gianna, who went by Gigi, was special. Kobe was her coach, and their love of basketball was just one of many interests they shared.
Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, affectionately known as Gigi, always had a special bond. Basketball was in her DNA. Here they are practicing, dad towering over his girl. Kobe blocks, she shoots and scores. Fast forward to Saturday. These are the heartbreaking last photos of them. Kobe coached Gigi's basketball team, the Mamba Lady Mavericks. Kobe gave a big smile.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does for sure.
In this interview with Jimmy Kimmel, Bryant told a charming story about Gigi.
The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you gotta have a boy. You and V gotta have a boy, man. You have somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oi, I got this. You know, boy, for that. That's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
And look, she could even dribble in high heels. Dad and daughter were often seen courtside at pro basketball games.
Kobe and his daughter in the building, breaking down the game.
I love this.
Kobe was also devoted to his three other daughters with wife Vanessa. Their youngest was born just 7 months ago. Photos of the family show them enjoying Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. In a CBS interview last November, Kobe talked about being the only guy in the house.
In your house, do they look at you and go, Dad, just stop?
Oh my God, yeah. I don't never know what I'm talking about. I have absolutely no say-so.
Kobe and Vanessa were married in 2001. She stood by him during the worst crisis of his life in 2003 when he was charged with sexually assaulting a woman who worked at a Colorado ski resort. Prosecutors later dropped the charges. In a memorable news conference, he apologized for what he said was consensual sex with his accuser. There was Vanessa.
I'm so sorry. Having to put you through this and having to put our family through this.
In retirement, this is what Kobe loved the most, coaching his daughter's team. It combined his love of basketball with his devotion to Gigi and her quest to walk in her dad's footsteps.
Bryant was top of mind at last night's Grammys that was held at the Staples Center, also known as the house that Kobe built. Singer Lizzo kicked things off with a special shout out to the basketball icon.
Tonight is for Kobe.
Music's biggest night honored Kobe Bryant with heartfelt tributes, starting with Lizzo's opening number.
Cause I love you.
And we're literally standing here, heartbroken, in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Alicia Keys hosted at the Staples Center, where Kobe had so many iconic moments as an L.A. Laker. Other performers also remembered him on stage. Here's Victoria Recanio.
Hours after the news of Kobe's tragic death, hundreds of fans gathered here outside the Staples Center, where he had a historic career playing for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Actress and choreographer Debbie Allen was overcome with grief.
This year's show still managed to pull off some big surprises and blockbuster performances.
Demi Lovato was overcome with emotion when she took the stage for her first performance since her 2018 overdose.
I tried to talk to my piano.
She had to start all over again, and she shined. The night belonged to 18-year-old Billie Eilish. Who became the youngest performer ever to sweep the four big categories.
Billie Eilish!
Billie Eilish!
Song, record, album, and best new artist.
I love you. Thank you for this.
Another blockbuster performance came from Ariana Grande. She dominated the red carpet in a smoky princess gown. But why stop with just one Grammy look? Ariana reemerged in yet another cascading gray ball gown. When the Jonas Brothers took the stage, fans couldn't help but notice that Nick had a piece of lettuce stuck in his teeth. And at least you all know I eat my greens, he tweeted. And so the show did go on, but not without a deep sense of loss.
We love you, Kobe.
And it wasn't just at the Grammys. Across the world, news of Kobe Bryant's death was met with disbelief and sadness.
Please join us in a moment of silence in honor of number 24.
Arenas go silent across the country as fans remember Kobe Bryant. Los Angeles Clippers head coach Doc Rivers broke down thinking about his former rival and friend.
The news is just devastating to everybody. I have to go talk to a team before a game and tell them to play a game.
L.A. Lakers star LeBron James could be seen sobbing and hugging friends after landing at LAX. Tiger Woods received the shocking news about his friend after finishing 18 holes of golf.
I didn't really understand why the people in the gallery were saying doing it for Mamba. But now I understand. It's a shocker to everyone. Unbelievably sad.
Inside Madison Square Garden at last night's game, the Knicks announcer was in tears.
Just don't feel like broadcasting. I know a lot of the players, don't feel like playing. It's just a sad, sad day.
Here's Lisa Guerrero.
As a young sports reporter, I interviewed Kobe many times. He always treated me with respect and kindness, and he was acutely aware of the difficulties I faced as a female in the locker room. Years later, I ran into Kobe, and he said that he loved that I was doing Inside Edition investigations. In fact, he told me, quote, "I'm so proud of you." My heart goes out to his family and the families of the other victims today.
And the NBA issued a statement saying it is devastated by Bryant's death, calling him, quote, one of the most extraordinary players in the history of the game. Other news today, an amazing display of teamwork and selflessness when a woman was trapped under an SUV after an accident. At least a dozen Good Samaritans stepped up and literally lifted the car off her.
There's a woman pinned under the black SUV in Manhattan. A few Good Samaritans struggle to lift it, but the SUV is way too heavy. Then, more and more men join in the rescue. It's a battle of muscle versus metal. Finally, success. Muscle wins. The heroes lift the 4,000-pound SUV and free the woman. There she is, conscious and well enough to make a call.
The driver was cited for failing to yield to a pedestrian. The woman who was pinned was treated at a local hospital. Her condition has not been released. And the woman whose allegation against Harvey Weinstein led to criminal charges took the witness stand today, describing how what she thought was going to be a business meeting ended up in an attack. Stephen Fabian has the latest from criminal court in Manhattan.
Harvey Weinstein sounded upbeat today for day three of his trial.
How are you feeling?
Good.
He walked past reporters with the aid of his walker. But inside the courtroom, the jurors heard devastating testimony by a former production assistant, Miriam Haley, who claims Weinstein forcibly performed oral sex on her at his home in 2006. Miriam Haley says she met Weinstein at a London movie premiere when she was 25 years old. 2 years later, they met again at the Cannes Film Festival, and she asked him for a job in New York. He got her an entry-level position at one of his TV shows, Project Runway. Then she says she refused an offer of a trip to Paris with him, but accepted an invitation to his home in Manhattan because she thought it was a business meeting. In court today, Haley broke down as she recalled how Weinstein took her by surprise and lunged at her. The prosecutor asked what happened when he lunged. He was kissing and fondling me. I walked backwards because he was pushing me with his body. He held me down. At that point, I started realizing what was happening. I thought, I'm being raped.
Miriam Haley was detailing graphically what Harvey Weinstein allegedly did to her in 2006. Harvey Weinstein didn't like what he heard. He could be seen at counsel's table, head up, shaking his head no, like, I can't believe she's saying this.
Haley went public with her story at a press conference in 2017.
I remember Harvey afterwards rolling over onto his back saying, "Don't you feel we're so much closer to each other now?" To which I replied, "No."
If convicted, Weinstein could face life in prison. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next, coronavirus ghost city.
People are staying inside.
What he did before heading into the quarantine streets.
Got my gloves. I'll wash these when I get home.
And Super Bowl week begins right now.
Hi, I'm Sayla Brinkley-Cook, special Super Bowl correspondent for Inside Edition.
We got our credentials.
You're official now. Ooh, let's do it.
Plus, the image melting social media. Kobe and Gigi. in basketball heaven. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back. The Kobe Bryant death investigation. Next, Inside Edition, retracing the chopper's flight from takeoff to disaster. Minute by minute, anatomy of the fatal flight. Watch the next Inside Edition.
The Centers for Disease Control is confirming that the number of coronavirus cases in America has risen to 5. And in Wuhan, China, the city where the virus was first identified, the streets are deserted.
A once bustling city of 11 million people has turned into a ghost town.
People are staying inside.
An American teacher shot this extraordinary video of the eerily deserted streets in the city of Wuhan, ground zero for the coronavirus outbreak.
Naturally, everyone is paranoid at a time like this.
This is how lively and noisy Wuhan streets normally are.
One mask, another mask.
This Irishman who lives in Wuhan is wearing two face masks and taking other precautions as he ventures out to buy groceries.
Got my gloves. I'll wash these when I get home.
Even with gloves on, he won't touch the elevator button.
I'm just gonna knee it.
Outside, he finds deserted streets that would normally be teeming with life.
Usually a very, very busy road, but obviously not today.
Here at airports in the USA, more and more passengers are seen wearing face masks. That's actress Felicity Huffman and her daughter Sophia arriving at JFK Airport. It's unclear if they were worried about coronavirus or just wanted to remain incognito because of the college admissions scandal. The stock market took a big hit today.
When you look at the economic impact, if there should be more cases reported here, there's a chilling effect where people basically get scared to go out, they get scared to interact with others, and as a result of that, they'll be spending less.
81 people have died of coronavirus, all of them in China. By way of perspective, the CDC estimates so far this season, the flu has sickened 15 million people and caused 8,200 deaths. Back with more after this.
Still to come, Super Bowl week begins right now.
Hi, I'm Sailor Brinkley Cook, special Super Bowl correspondent for Inside Edition.
We got our credentials.
You're official now.
Ooh, let's do it.
Plus, the image-melting social media. Kobe and Gigi in basketball heaven.
It is a busy week in Miami in advance of Sunday's Super Bowl. The spread between the Chiefs and the 49ers is the narrowest in Super Bowl history. Megan Alexander joins us now from Miami. Megan?
Deborah, the countdown begins to Super Bowl Sunday, and as fans start flocking to Miami and the festivities get underway, many here are thinking of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and the other lives lost in yesterday's terrible helicopter crash. On Miami Beach, we spotted a tribute to Kobe Bryant floating by on a pontoon boat. This year, I'll be joined by our special Super Bowl correspondent, Sailor Brinkley Cook.
Hi, I'm Sailor Brinkley Cook, special Super Bowl correspondent for Inside Edition.
The 21-year-old daughter of supermodel Christie Brinkley wowed America last year when she stepped in for her injured mom on Dancing with the Stars.
Are you excited to work the Super Bowl?
I mean, this is insane. I've never been to a Super Bowl. I don't know much about it, but I'm really excited to learn and, like, get to know these people.
First stop, the Miami Beach Convention Center for the Super Bowl experience.
Come on, Sailor. Come on.
Oh, that was so bad.
Let the festivities begin.
Welcome to Super Bowl 54, Sailor.
We got our credentials.
You're official now.
Ooh, let's do it.
Let's go.
And tomorrow we'll have more with Megan and Sailor as they take a look at the security measures being put into place to keep everybody at the big game safe. When we come back, the haunting Kobe Bryant tribute that's gone viral. Finally today, one of the more poignant of the many worldwide tributes to Kobe Bryant.
It's so hard.
It's a moving image melting social media. It shows Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gigi. The father and daughter have angel halos above their heads, and they gaze at a basketball hoop that appears to be floating in heaven. The caption reads, "Rest in paradise." And that is Inside Edition for today. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.